You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just finishing up my vocal exercises and warm up. What's up, everybody? Welcome. Guy here. Live on YouTube and your podcast feed. Something better than I have in over 3 weeks. Not doing the Oregon State spring football game this coming Saturday due to the obvious, but hopefully we'll still be doing the Colorado spring game, going to see Coach Prime in 2 weeks. We'll see. Voice pending. Feels very good for the second Brandon Ayuk rumor in a row to be absolutely right. Sunday morning, somebody claimed that Brandon Ayuk had thrown down the gauntlet and demanded a trade. His agent, Ryan Williams, immediately came out. Well, not immediately. I gave it about an hour and a half. I did a video Sunday morning. If you're listening to the podcast, that was not on the pod feed because it became stale, like immediately, because the agent came out and said, not true. Luckily, in the video, I'd said, skeptical until proven otherwise. So a lot of earmarks for that to be a claim, not a report. If you missed that video, one thing, and then I'll move on to the latest news that I want you to understand. On this channel and on this podcast, not everything that people throw out there get the label of report. Reports are reports. There's a level of legitimacy to reports. Everything else is a claim. So when we refer to what happened on Sunday morning with Ayuk, that was a claim. When we refer to that old Jags thing from like a month ago, that was not a report. I don't know if it was a claim. It was just a hypothetical. It was a hypothetical dressed up like a report, but it wasn't turned out actually a report. So just keep that in mind. Now, we also have to keep tracking in the was guy right or was guy wrong on Brandon Ayuk thing, that my number one prediction on this has been that he plays this year on the fifth year option. Number two is that he signs an extension, and a distant third has been that he gets traded. So there's that. Then Monday, Devontae Smith, who came into the league 1 year after Brandon Ayuk, Ayuk was in the 2020 draft, Devontae in the 2021 draft, signed a three-year, $75 million contract extension that includes $51 million of guaranteed money. According to sources, as reported by Ian Rappaport, this is a report. He says sources, and then he includes the agent's name, Clutch Sports. So keep in mind, an extension for Devontae Smith after they picked up the fifth-year option, does not kick in until 2026. So he plays this year on his rookie deal. He plays next year on a $16 million fifth-year option. Then he plays year one of the extension in 2026, year two of the extension in 2027, year three of the extension in 2028. And Devontae's a really interesting comparison for Brandon Ayuk. They're not a perfect comparison because Devontae is a year younger, right? So the team has an extra year of control, whereas the Niners have the fifth-year option year this year and then the option of a franchise tag the following year, whereas, you know, the Philly, in theory, would have also had the option of a franchise tag. Anytime we talk about these deals, the franchise tag is like an aside because most people don't use it. The Niners don't use it. They're not going to want to use it, and they won't use it. But it is just something that they can at least use as a tactic in negotiations, right? Like, hey, keep in mind, if we don't get this done, we could pay you on the fifth-year option, which they don't want to do because it's not beneficial to the cap. But it does serve the purpose of giving us like a starting point for what the player could make in a given year. So in 2025, we could kind of project like, you know, that fifth-year option, that's around whatever that number is, around $24 million on a receiver. So Ayuk's number probably should start around there, right? So this contract that Devontae Smith signed, which is an average annual value of $25 million, right? $375 plus the guaranteed $51, so that's about $25. This lines up pretty well with the potential franchise tag in 2025 for Brandon Ayuk. And so this is a good indication of about where Brandon Ayuk's salary is going to be when he signs a contract extension with the 49ers, whether he does it this year or next year. If he does it this year, it's an extension that doesn't get paid until 2025. So either way, this is why I've been predicting, in part why I've been predicting, that I think Ayuk plays out this year on the fifth-year option and then signs the extension next year. Now, maybe he doesn't and he signs the extension this week. I don't know. But either way, he is making $14 million or around there in terms of just his base salary this year on that fifth-year option. So I expect him to play on the fifth-year option. And if you're him, you go, well, I could sign the deal now for a little more than Devontae Smith, reduce any risk, and just get it done. Or I could wait till next year, really put their feet to the fire when they could franchise tag me and threaten, you know, quote unquote, that I'll become a free agent, or threaten that I'm not going to play on that. And, you know, it's less beneficial to the Niners and their cap, and make them pay me a little bit more because the price has gone up, just because the price goes up every year. So this is where I don't think the urgency for him to get paid now is about just the security of it in case there's an injury, that sort of thing. But it doesn't feel like, from Ayuk's perspective, there's a ton of urgency relative to like the Debo thing or the AJ Brown thing. And it's because there's not as much urgency. I know we unfollowed on Instagram, but it's because there's not. So here's a comment. Why would Brandon Ayuk wait unless it's more money? Well, it would be more money. It would be more money. He would wait because he doesn't get the offer he wants now. That's why he would wait. He wouldn't say no to a good offer. He would wait because he's not getting an offer that he likes. The Niners may be trying to get him at a cheaper rate now, or basically saying, hey, we're happy to wait, and not really giving him any options. So that's why he would wait. It's not because he wants to wait. He would want $27 million a year or $26 million a year right now. But if he's not getting offered that right now, then he would wait. That's why. So that's been my prediction. Play on a fifth-year option. So here's a comparison of these two guys. You know, how similar are they? Let me make this a little bigger for those of you watching. Ayuk, last year, 16 games. Devontae Smith, 16 games. Ayuk, 105 targets, 75 catches. Devontae Smith, 112 targets, 81 catches. Brandon Ayuk, 1,300 yards. Devontae Smith, just over 1,000 yards. 18 yards of reception, second in the league. Well, first, depending on where you look. George Pickens. Devontae, 13. Their catch percentages were about the same. Seven touchdowns, same among both. If you go back to 21, which Eric Branch tweeted this on Devontae versus Ayuk. Now, keep in mind, I think it's a little unfair because Brandon was in his second year. Devontae Smith was in his first year. But going back 21, 22, 23, almost an identical number of yards, almost an identical number of touchdowns, with Devontae Smith having 21 more catches. So 19 touchdowns for Devontae, 20 for Ayuk. 3,183 yards to 3,178 in favor of Ayuk, and 240 catches to 209 in favor of Devontae. So a lot of similar production. Obviously, Ayuk, the yards per reception, much bigger for him. And, you know, that's one of the great advantages to Brandon, is that he's explosive on high percentage plays. It's really what makes Ayuk, I think, really unique. He's not over the top, right, Julio, and yet he is a high volume player that also is a high yards per catch guy. Now, if Ayuk got 130 targets, let's say, instead of 105, and Devontae might say the same thing, right? When you go and look at targets, neither one of those guys are near the top of the league. The top of the league in targets is 165 plus. Really, it's 170 plus. It's Tyreek, Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee had 181 targets last year. That's wild. 181 targets, 135 catches. Okay. At 13 yards per reception. So CeeDee Lamb was at a Devontae Smith level yards per reception, and he had more than almost twice as many catches. CeeDee had almost twice as many catches as Devontae last year. Just incredible. But your 130 targets, there's 20 guys that are 130 targets. And, you know, based on catch percentage, Ayuk catches 71% of his targets. If you gave him 130 targets, he'd be at around 90 catches. So that's a lot more targets for Ayuk. It's 25 more targets for Ayuk, which, if you break it up over the course of a season, it's not a ton more. And it's kind of where I think he'll be in a couple of years. I think he'll be a 90-catch guy in a couple of years for the Niners, not because he's going to change, but because he will be more of a central figure, just because Debo's probably gone in 2025 with a Brandon Ayuk extension. He may be gone, but he may not be. But so I covered all three bases there, I guess. But the point is, as time goes on, Brandon will be more highly targeted because there's just going to be less of these other veteran skill guys around. Now, hopefully, if you're them, like, you add and you keep the ecosystem turning. But Brandon, because of his age, of all the guys that they've got, right, and I've talked about a lot, but it's Kittle, it's Debo, it's Juwan Jennings, it's Juszczyk, it's McCaffrey. Like, he's the youngest and most likely to be on the team 3 years from now. So he's the guy that's going to most likely see his production increase. So very similar from that standpoint. I thought Nick Wagner, I asked Nick, and it turns out, even though it's W-A-G-O-N-E-R, it's just Wagner. It was kind of silent. Nick Wagner of ESPN. This is what he tweeted on Monday morning. He said, even without seeing the exact structure, this deal for Devontae should give a good gauge of what the Ayuk contract will look like. And at roughly $25 million a year with $51 million guaranteed, it's about what you would expect. Also, for the, quote, Niners can't pay two wide receivers that much crowd, the Eagles are doing it. And San Francisco would never have to set it up so Ayuk and Debo are eating up big chunks of the cap space at the same time, which is probably how it will play out in Philly, right? Like, as we talked about, this does not kick in till 2026 for Devontae Smith. So they've got plenty of time to manage it. So I think that's good perspective by Nick. Maybe Nick will come on the show this week and break it down a little bit more, because he's been consistently saying for over a year that the Niners are not going to have a problem paying Ayuk and Debo, or having them on the team after Ayuk has been paid. So, let me make a comment. Let me star a little comment here that I'll get to later. So that's that. I mean, that's where it's at with them. And I think that part of the reason you're seeing a lack of drama between Ayuk and the 49ers, it's I think number one, it's because that's Brandon's MO. But number two, I think everybody's got a pretty good idea of where they stand. I think the agent's got a good idea. I think Brandon's been given a clear picture by his agent and by the 49ers. And I think the 49ers want him to be around, and they understand how to manage the salary cap and make it happen. So I don't think there's a lot of there's not a lot of gray area in this negotiation for them. My guess is everybody's got a pretty good idea how this is going to play out. Now, I thought Brandon had an opportunity. Ayuk's had a few opportunities to try and take shots at the 49ers. And every opportunity he has, he doesn't do it. Every opportunity he has to appear to be difficult or to try to put some sort of public pressure on them, he doesn't do it. I think he's getting good advice. Or it's just I think it's also naturally him. And the latest opportunity Brandon Ayuk had to kind of take a shot at the Niners, I don't know if you've seen this yet. Brandon did a little feature for Applebee's, the restaurant chain, where he dressed up as a server named Gerald. He put on an Applebee's shirt. He put a name tag on that says Gerald, and he put on some glasses, because glasses are a great disguise. And he worked as a server at Applebee's. And I'm going to play you, the video is like 5 minutes long. You can, if you look up Brandon Ayuk, Applebee's, the video went up 3 days ago on YouTube, and it's got like 650,000 views right now. But you can go watch, it's like 5 minutes. But I cut it into like 30, in, not into like, I cut it into 30 seconds. And at the end of it, somebody says to him after he's been recognized, people after a while all start recognizing him. And somebody says to him, why are you doing this? And his answer is a chance to say, well, because the Niners aren't paying me. But that's not what he says. All right, here we go. Let's watch some of Brandon Ayuk pretending to be a server named Gerald at Applebee's.
So right now, we're getting into character, starting with the glasses. I'm Gerald today, so I got to find some stuff that Gerald might wear today. The Gerald right here. And shout out to all the Gerald's too.
What do people tell you you look like?
Omar Epps, Mike Tomlin, Blue Cheese.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Do I know you from somewhere?
This is my first time working restaurant.
I got to figure out where I know you from.
Why you say that, though?
Because you just look really good.
The other table just said the same exact thing.
I'm Brandon.
You are, or I am.
Oh, dude, are you serious? It is, right? Why are you here?
I'm working my new job. So I got an off-season job.
Do you need a selfie?
Sure.
Exactly. Brandon did a good job. He was good at it. And like I said, you can go check out the full video. But I love the end of this, right? Where the guy says, why are you doing this?
I got an off-season job.
He just says, I got an off-season job. Easy opportunity. Now, who knows when this could have been filmed a month ago. I don't know. Probably was. But easy opportunity for a guy trying to put pressure on a team to say, you know, because I got to pick up a second job because my team isn't paying me enough. Now, that would be a little out of touch if you're making $14 million. But still, opportunity. Every chance Brandon Ayuk gets to take a shot or seem like he's dissatisfied with the 49ers, he doesn't do it. He does not do it. Repeatedly, he does not do it. And I think the reason he doesn't do it is because he knows exactly how this thing's going to play out. I think he's got a good idea of how this thing's going to play out, what the money's going to be, when it's going to be. Maybe there's a little up in the air, right? Maybe they get, I mean, he's kind of holding his breath because maybe they do get a contract offer that they like, or maybe they get a couple contract offers that they like. Maybe he knows kind of what it would pay if he got moved. But for the most part, you know, you can go look at what these guys make and have a pretty clear idea of what you're going to make, whether it's as a 49er or somewhere else. So that's where I think things stay with him. Before I get to some of your comments on this topic, I wanted to hit one other thing. Well, a couple of things, but one other thing here, which is this photo of John Lynch and Chris Forster in Seattle the other day. And I just want to make it clear that these guys knew, and for those of you not watching and listening, they're both wearing Washington Husky hoodies. And Washington has a couple offensive linemen, Troy Fatanu, Roger Rosengarten, a couple of tackles. They've got, you know, this team went to the national championship game, so they got a few good players that could be of interest. They've got good receivers. Jalen Polk is interesting. Roma Dunze, they won't have a chance at. Jalen McMillan. They've got the two offensive linemen. They have a pass rusher, Braylon Trice, who I think will probably get drafted in the second round. And they get a linebacker, Edifuan Ulufosio, who's going to be a late round guy. Not the most athletic, injury history, but productive player. He had two ACL tears in his career. He's like the linebacker version of Michael Penix, and not as big of a prospect, but has overcome a lot. So just understand that John Lynch knows when he goes to Washington and he puts on a Husky hoodie that he's going to be photographed. Okay. The reason that he puts on a Husky hoodie and the reason that Chris Forster puts on a Husky hoodie and a Washington hat is not because their luggage got lost. They're not flying commercial. It's not because they flew to Seattle without a long sleeve, warm piece of attire. You got a pretty good idea when you go to Seattle in April, it could be a little chilly, okay? The reason they're wearing them is because Jed Fish, Washington's head coach, asked them to, or the program asks them to. This is right out of the playbook, okay? Famous, influential, important people come to your school, your college football program. You put them in a hoodie or a t-shirt or a hat, and you make sure that you photograph them. They did the same thing with Bill Belichick the other day. It's great for your social team. It's great for content. It's recruiting is what it is. You say you come here, you're going to get coached by the best. You come here, you're going to be evaluated by the most important people in the league. Okay, so this is why they do that. It doesn't, I would imagine they are interested in Troy Fontenot. They are interested in Roger Rosengarten, but they didn't get caught red-handed. They know that this is part of the deal. They're going to get photographed. And so if anything, they're either A, totally okay with people knowing they're interested in those offensive linemen, or B, trying to throw you off the scent, right? They know the photo's going out. If they don't want to be photographed, if they want to be there on a secret mission, then they'll be there on a secret mission. This photo was posted by Washington's football Twitter account, official account. So if John Lynch wanted to go look at Troy Fontenot, I've overthought how to say it, and Roger Rosengarten secretly, and didn't want people to know they were watching him, then they would have done that. But I think it's a real evaluation. I'm not saying this is a smokescreen. I'm just saying if it was supposed to be a secret, it would have been a secret. They knew they were going to get photographed. They knew this photo would be out. And it's just a piece of information to file away. They're okay with people knowing that they went and watched Washington's two offensive linemen. So just something to keep in mind.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
ButcherBox.com/ham and another special deal. Free for a year, you get salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for a year, plus an additional $20 off right now at ButcherBox.com/ham. Been telling you about it for years. Been eating it for years on a regular basis. Easily find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Always be prepared with meat in the freezer when you get ButcherBox.com/ham delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping. ButcherBox is offering you free for a year plus an additional $20 off either salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for free. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ham and use the code ham to choose your free offer for a year plus get $20 off your first order.
What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app, your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to some of the comments here on Ayuk and some other stuff. Party Boy says, Guy, is it realistic to assume that the Niners sign Ayuk to an extension and also have cap room for Purdy without purging other big names off the roster, Williams, Kittle, Warner, Debo, et cetera? Well, Trent Williams is never going to be purged off the roster. Trent Williams, as long as he's the best offensive lineman in the league, will be prioritized over Kittle and Debo. But, you know, how much more time does he have in the league that we could be coming into his last year in the league? I don't know. Kittle is pretty cost-effective, right, relative to receivers, and is very hard to replace. Very hard to replace. One topic I want to talk about this week, hopefully, is I'll bring an expert on the subject. Why these tight ends are so hard to get. Warner, still playing at a very high level, premium position, and not cost prohibitive. So as long as he's playing at a high level, he's not leaving. Debo is the first to go of this group, I think. Now, Williams might be the first to go if he retires. But in terms of like the Niners having to make hard decisions, I think Debo would be first. You guys may know that I still think very highly of Debo, but as we've talked about, we can just look at his contract next year, post June 1, trade or cut, it's only a $6 million dead cap hit if you post June 1. So I think he'd probably be the first. Some people think the Kittle would be the first. I understand why people would feel that way, but I just think George is really, really, really hard to replace. Even Kittle at a lower production level than Debo is a more – Debo's very irreplaceable just given everything he does. So I don't want it to make it seem like that I think Debo is easily replaced, but it just is easier to find percentages of his production, especially when you have Christian McCaffrey who can do some of the same stuff. So you know, George Kittle, unfortunately for Kittle, but luckily for the Niners, plays a position that is not expensive. You know, Kittle's cap hit next year does get much bigger. So that would make him, you know, susceptible to maybe a restructure, an extension. But they don't have to decide that now. You know, his production this year will determine that. But if Kittle's production, if he continues to be the level of player he is, if he's a healthy guy this year, then he's much more likely to be back on the team in 2025 than Debo is. Just look how hard it is for them to find just like 5% of Kittle's production. It's impossible. Now, we've seen the numbers. When Debo goes off the field, the Niners' offensive production declines. But you can try and piece it together. You're just going to have to. And if you have multiple other good offensive skill guys like Ayuk and McCaffrey, then you can try to, you know, kind of make up that production, and you try to find another receiver who can do some of the Debo stuff. And they may never find another player like Debo again, but you can try to piece it together. You cannot piece together Kittle. You know, piecing together Kittle would be like, are you going to find one tight end that can't block, all he does is catch, and then another tight end that doesn't catch and all he does is block? And then you'd have two guys that kind of do the same thing that George does, except you have to take somebody else off the field to do it. So he's just so much harder. All these tight ends, there's not many of them. The supply is so short on them that, you know, I don't think for that reason that George is the first to go. Charles asks, a lot of people think the Niners will trade up to get a tackle. Could they possibly trade up twice in the next draft? Are you talking about in 2 weeks in this draft, trade up twice? I don't see that happening with the first pick. I think what you're asking, Charles, is like, would they trade up to 20 and then trade up again to 15 or something like that? I don't see that happening. They have so many depth needs that I don't see it happening. If they trade up once, even that to me is like they're getting up into the low 20s. I don't think they're getting up to 15 or 13. Maybe it's trade up a couple of spots from 31 to the mid 20s to the late 20s, from 31 to 27, something like that. I don't think they're going from 31 to 19 though. And even then, I don't think they're going 31 to 21 probably. So, yeah, Kittle's a unicorn. Didn't realize he was a 4-5 guy. He is. Debo's a unicorn. Kittle's even more of a unicorn, even though there hasn't been quite like a guy like George. All right. Like Debo. A couple other things here. Golden Dragon says, there's at least one trade offer for Ayuk. Sign and trade, 3 years, $77 million, or 4 years, $100 million, and $60-plus million guaranteed. Where is that from? Who said that? Are you reporting that, Golden Dragon? Is Golden Dragon reporting that now? Are we breaking it in the chat? Mike says that Kittle probably getting an extension, to be honest. I think that's the most likely thing. Chris says Barrow's draft crushes Adonai Mitchell from Texas. Not a great tight end draft. And the tight end drafts are always, there's really never a great, I think the tight end drafts are always pretty limited to like a guy or two that people like. Same guy that said BA said trade me, LOL. Yeah, I don't. Trade back 31, trade up 63. Yeah, 31 is just a weird spot to be, but you know, I think they're taking their favorite offensive lineman there, or like around 28. That's my expectation here. Less than 2 weeks until the draft, so they could take a couple. I mean, they could take one at 31, another one in the second round. I guess they could move back, as some people are suggesting, take Rosengarten if they like him. I could see him taking multiple guys. Sure, I could see him taking a wide receiver in the second round. Why not? They really could do a lot of things because they can use depth a lot of places. They could go corner. They could go linebacker. They could go pass rusher. Where won't they go in the first or second round? Running back. Won't go running back. Won't go quarterback. But like, you could argue any of these other positions, the best player you like, it would be a useful pick. The best offensive lineman is a useful pick. The best corner is a useful pick. The best linebacker is a useful pick. The best receiver, to me, is a less useful pick in the first round, just because it's going to be so hard to get that player targets, which in 2025 or 2026, you may look back and go, it's not about development yet. It's just a matter of who can help you the most this year, win a Super Bowl. If that's how you're looking at it, then you're not taking a receiver in the first round unless you're trading Ayuk. On another team, like in another year, it would have maybe made some sense. Like, let's plan ahead, right? When you look at where they're at, even if Ayuk comes back, but you're planning ahead for Debo, it could make sense. But that guy on this team this year is going to get, like, even if he's good, like 15 targets, 20 targets, maybe. So that's, I would say that's not where they're going to go. Surf X says Polk in the second round. You know, think about Polk's experience. He is a tough dude. He came back from like a ruptured spleen. He got sent to the hospital week one year, made it back that year. He blocks. So Jalen Polk's attractive. Cooper DeJean, people like that pick at 31. Kyle think we could run it back with the same O-line, LOL. You could argue, does it make sense to take an offensive lineman at 31 if you don't think that guy can play this year? If that guy's going to have a hard time earning a spot this year, then does that make sense? I think the answer is yeah, if you think he's a good player, and he might be able to play this year because you've had a rotation at right guard. And you also kind of have to plan for the future. So I think there's just the most check marks on how does this help us now? Yes. Does this help us later? Yes. On offensive line. I do think if you had a corner that you thought could play right away, that would also help you now and in the future, you know? So that's another option. That would make sense. Comment, I think they'll go O-line in each of the first two round picks. I don't think they'll do that. Do they have to trade up to get a starter? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But Sean says, I see them trading back a few spots, picking up a second round O-lineman. Then they'll use acquired picks to trade back down, likely in the third or the fourth. It feels like the end of the first round is about where. And I know there are some people that disagree with this, that they think even into the that the end of the first round, you're getting like second round offensive line talent. But it does seem like the end of the first round is about where the talent starts to change. Like at 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, like those offensive linemen, you go down a rung. Here's another comment from Mike. Trent hasn't played an entire season with the Niners yet. Backup tackle might be super important. That's a good point. Put that as another check as to why the Niners could very easily most justify going offensive lineman. Earning a spot on our vaunted O-line, says Sean. There's a comment on a video from yesterday. Here we go. This comes from Jason Matheson. And Jason says, we barely throw the ball. Why would we pay for a premium receiver? Interesting comment, right? So this is where I go back to the targets. We just saw what the market paid Devontae Smith. And I think we should acknowledge that Philadelphia typically knows how to manage. They are like the Niners. They have an idea of how to manage the cap. Well, Devontae Smith just got the money that he got, right? $51 million guaranteed. And he had 112 targets last year. He had seven more targets than Brandon Ayuk. So to me, it's not ultimately about how many times do you throw the ball. It's who are you throwing the ball to? Where is that player that you're paying on your hierarchy of targets? And Devontae just got $25 million a year and had seven more targets than Ayuk. So it's not about how much do the Eagles throw the ball or how much do the 49ers throw the ball. It is about when you throw the ball, how critical is this particular player to you having a successful passing game? And anybody who watches the 49ers, is even the people who share Jason's opinion here, Dale, I see, has the same opinion here. There are a lot of people have this opinion. You're a run-first team. Why should you pay a premium receiver? Well, guys, throwing the ball still matters a lot, a ton. When you watch the 49ers passing game, which receiver would you say is the most important receiver to their passing game? I would say it's Brandon Ayuk. Do the 49ers have good receivers? Yes, they do. Have those receivers been critical in Super Bowl and NFC Championship runs? Yes, they have been. So I think it's wrong to look at the Niners like they're a run-first team, so they don't need to pay a premium receiver. I think the pass game is pretty important to them, just like it is to every team that plays the sport post-19. Football historians might correct me here, but post-1939, the forward pass is pretty critical. Is it a little more important to one offense than it is to another? Sure. But at the end of the day, being able to throw the football is pretty equally important to everybody. It's not... Some teams run a little... It is pretty equally important to everybody, I think. So I think you got to take a step back, look at the sport and say, is throwing the ball important? Are good receivers important? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So they all get paid about the same. Niners receivers, the Niners don't get to have cheaper receivers. Now they're going to try. We'll see. Do they get to have a cheaper quarterback? They have historically under Kyle Shanahan. Maybe that'll change. But this is not an uncommon opinion, but you don't get to operate this way. You don't get to say, well, we're run first team, so our receivers can be cheaper. All right, well, 3rd and 11, what are you going to do? Welcome to the Super Bowl. You're playing the Chiefs. Good luck. It's still important. So I, RFK Jr., I, Marge Simpson Sisters, I, Marty Funkhauser, I, a goose. I speak for all of the versions of me when I say I do not agree with that take. Also a comment. I like this, going back to some other videos and bringing in the comments here. This is from Jose. He says, when can we buy hats, guy? Soon, hopefully. Supposed to get some samples here soon. The first hat, I think, that we're going to sell is not the Hey Guy Hat podcast logo or whatever I'm calling this. It's going to be a different, more draft oriented. I'm hoping to have it out by the draft, but you know, timeline's tight here, but I'm hoping to have something up by the draft that's going to be a draft related hat. The kind of hat that if you wear it, it doesn't represent me. It represents something else. I think you'll like it. I think it's creative and I think it's cool. So we'll see. We'll updates on that coming soon. Andre says, draft Mahomes and then you can win a ring with bargain bin receivers. Yes. Connie says, we need a route runner if we draft a receiver. Yeah. The idea of replacing Ayuk, I think, in the draft is a lot easier in theory. It's not just do you hit a receiver, it's do you hit a receiver that's a contributor right away. And in the same way that Ayuk is. Like, do you hit on a guy that is a precise route runner and can, work in tandem with Brock Purdy the way that Ayuk does? To me, it makes no sense in this critical juncture in Brock Purdy's career to take away the guy who's most likely to spend his career with Purdy. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Andrew asked, do you work for the Big Ten Network now? Will you ever be in Madison? I don't work for the Big Ten Network now. We'll see what happens with that. Javon Baker is an excellent route runner who could contribute right away. But Javon Baker is not a first-round player. I like Javon Baker. I called a UCF football game last year. It was UCF at Texas Tech. And Javon Baker is a really good player. I like Javon Baker. But he's not a first-rounder. So, you know, you don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk in order to draft Javon Baker. Like, to me, you're taking a first-round receiver. You have two first-round picks if you're doing that. Can't have cheap receivers when Brock is still learning. Well, so, okay. That's that for this. More vocal training coming up on Tuesday for me. Going back to the vocal coach. Working on some exercises. Getting my breathing from my diaphragm, breathing from down there and speaking from the mask, breathing from down here and talking from up here, breathing from down here, talking from up here. We're working on it. All right, everybody. Thanks for jumping in. Hit that like button. Subscribe. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. Appreciate it. Share it with your friends. Draft is less than 2 weeks away. A lot of stuff coming up. Looking forward to it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.